Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. In this podcast, we'll be mapping out the geography and the politics of all 43 constituencies, which will determine the makeup of the 34th Dáil and indeed the next government. We'll outline all the essentials, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders and everything else in between. I'm Colm O'Mungoyne. I'm joined once again by our ever-present Barry Lenehan, and also with us is Cúin O'Sheridan, political correspondent with Radio na Gaeltachta. How are you, lads?
Well, Colm.
We're in the capital again for this episode, Dublin South Central. So, Barry, kick us off with all the essentials for us, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, Dublin South Central, four seats up for grabs and three incumbents entering the ring for this contest. We have Sinn Féin's Angus O'Snoddy, Patrick Costello from the Green Party and independent Joan Collins. Breed Smith of Solidarity, People Before Profit, elected in 2020. She's retiring at this election.
All right, Cúin, where is Dublin South Central? Quite a large constituency, quite mixed.
Quite large. It stretches from that line on Clanbrassil Street down to the canal, west from there towards the M50 and south, basically contiguous with the city council area and bounded by the River Liffey to the north.
And boundary changes in this one, some fairly important ones.
Quite important ones. Some of the most affluent areas in the constituency in Temple Hogan, Terenure have been moved out into Dublin South West, and a small area of Kimmage C has been moved into the constituency. So 3,738 people moved in and 10,733 moved out. Most of the constituency is either disadvantaged or marginally below average, and according to the Pubble index, and then only one electoral division in the entire constituency is regarded as affluent. That's Ushers A.
All right, and a very left-wing constituency in terms of the people it's returned. It's one of the few constituencies in the country, if you were to ask the question of Sean O'Casey's Young Covey as to whether people had read Janerski's thesis on the origin, development and consolidation of the evolutionary idea of the proletariat, they might answer yes. But what are the issues going to be here?
Indeed, it's often referred to as the People's Republic of Dublin South Central. I think housing, again, here will be a huge issue. 16.1% of occupations in this constituency are in local authority housing, 27.6 renting privately. They're well above the national average. So lower rates of home ownership, although that's changing in places like Kimmage and Crumlin. There are a lot of new people moving into those areas and buying houses that were traditionally local authority. There's an interesting issue around the Rupert Guinness Theatre. Both Patrick Costello of the Greens and Hazel de Nortoon of People Before Profit have been campaigning to have this theatre reopened and put into some kind of community use. There was a lot of talk in the local elections about immigration. Some of the right-wing candidates did very well, although people running this time tell me that hasn't been a big factor in the campaign recently. And there's a lot of other issues around health and educational services, as there are everywhere else, that are coming up.
All right, time for that important health warning here. We're saying that this episode, it's at the time of recording, and the conversation is based very much just in this present time. Candidate nominations haven't closed, Barry, so you'll be updating us on any further developments later. But for now, the runners and riders, where do you want to start?
Well, Sinn Féin lorded it over everyone else here 4 years ago in 2020, taking 17,000 first preferences and 39% of the vote, with only one candidate, Angus O'Snoddy, and well thought that Joan Collins and maybe Breed Smith got in the coattails of Angus O'Snoddy's surplus. Sinn Féin run two this time. Angus O'Snoddy joined on the ticket by Councillor Maura Devine, who was on the ticket last time up until the 11th hour, but her candidature scrapped then amid nervousness around the Sinn Féin vote. How different history could be right now. But O'Snoddy there quite a long time, of course, elected originally in 2002. Devine there, a councillor for some time as well, a former senator as well, although she endured a difficult local election in her area in the southwest inner city. The ticket gender balanced, geographically balanced. O'Snoddy around Ballyfermot, Devine in around Dublin 8. Hard to get a handle of where the Sinn Féin vote is at, though. They'll definitely take one. Observer seem uncertain of whether they'll be in the hunt for two.
All right, this is no stranger to nail-biter elections. Cúin, Barry mentioned 2002 there. There's been it's come down to single figures of votes in the past. So would you expect that again this time round?
I do, yes. I think that Angus O'Snoddy will not perform as well as he did the last time, but I think he should still top the poll, and I would be very surprised if he wasn't elected on the first count. That'll mean there'll be a transfer of a surplus to more that will help Máire Devine, but I just don't think that her first preference vote will be high enough to put her in contention. A huge question is the battle between Catherine Ardagh and Mary Siri Kearney. Can Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael regain a seat in this constituency? Mary Siri Kearney, Senator Mary Siri Kearney, is coming into the constituency to run. She's played up her Chapel Izzard roots recently. And Catherine Ardagh, of course, has run in the constituency twice before, losing out narrowly on both occasions. Catherine was actually in fourth place on the first count in 2016, and she was in third place on the first count the last time out, but she ended up losing out narrowly to Breed Smith in 2016 and the last time out to Joan Collins on the last count. So Catherine Ardagh has a lot to do here. Mary Siri Kearney is regarded as a very, very good campaigner, but with the transfer out of this area of Temple Oak and Terenure, I think that really disadvantages Mary Siri Kearney, and I think she's going to have a real job to get a seat here.
The last time Fine Gael had a seat here, it was Catherine Byrne, who was based in the Inchicore Kilmainham area, right in the heart of the constituency.
That's it. I was having a pint in Inchicore recently in the Black Line Inn, and I stumbled out of the pub and saw posters up for Ardagh and Siri Kearney. I thought maybe I'd had a bad pint of Guinness and the election had been called, but no public meetings to get the face out there in Inchicore and around the constituency.
Stumbling under the weight of your considerable notes, of course.
Of course. And that one of those notes says that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil at 23%, effectively a quota between them here the last time. But on Ardagh's elimination, her votes streamed to the Green Party. My sense of things here is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are really harmed by the redraw in this constituency. Fianna Fáil now have less than half a quota, and that's before we get into their local election results here, which were disastrous for the party, which saw the reigning Lord Mayor at the time, Dathi de Roiste in Ballyfermot, lose his council seat. And he was proffered to me as the intended general election candidate here. Ardagh has tried and failed twice before, albeit by just 50 votes in 2016. As for Mary Siri Kearney, she perhaps comes or stems from a different side of Fine Gael than those whom would have represented this area in the past, such as Catherine Byrne and indeed the Mitchell brothers, and she's harmed by the redraw. Fine Gael headquarters says this will be challenging for her to get a seat. However, she does have good teams out on the ground, or good numbers out on the ground, so she'll give it a good rattle and it'll probably be there until around the final shake-up.
All right, Cúin, the other votes, Breed Smith is not standing in the next election. Hazel de Northoon is standing four people before Prophet. It's not nailed on that all of Breed Smith's votes would go to Hazel de Northoon. She'll have to look around to get them from wherever she can get them. So it'll be tightly fought in that area between herself and Joan Collins.
It certainly will, although Joan Collins' vote is more to the east of Ballyfermot, where Hazel de Northoon's basic vote is located. Hazel de Northoon may regret not having run in the European elections, actually. That would have helped raise her profile throughout the constituency and might have helped her in this campaign. But at the same time, there's a very good infrastructure there for people before Prophet in the area, and they'll be out campaigning hard. There's huge rivalry between Right to Change and People Before Prophet in this constituency. They were helped a huge amount by Angus O'Snoddy's massive surplus the last time out. That really boosted Right to Change and People Before Prophet basically evenly the last time out, and we will see what happens this time. To Change didn't do so well in the local elections. They lost a seat. Former Green councillor Sophie Nicolode was running in Ballyfermot Drimna, and she was one of those overtaken by the insurgency of Philip Sutcliffe and far right candidates in the area. They actually polled 7th, 8th and 9th on the first count in Ballyfermot Drimna, and they transferred so cleanly to each other that Philip Sutcliffe overtook Dathi de Roiste, Sophie Nicolode and Ray Cunningham of the Greens, and Ray Cunningham was the only one of those three to still manage to get a seat.
It's thought locally that Philip Sutcliffe will be in this race. He ran in the local elections in a few different areas, backed, which is always
backed by a high profile figure who is not connected to party politics, it should be said.
He's Conor McGregor's striking coach and competed in the Olympics in 1980 and 1984. Now, he's not confirmed at the time of the recording, but it's thought locally locally and indeed nationally, that he'll be on the party slate. And as I said, he was elected to Drimna Ballyfermot. He also ran elsewhere, and that's a klaxon call or a clarion call or whatever call you want to put it, that he would be running in a general election and he would be a dangerous opponent. As for Joan Collins, it's worth noting how her vote has slumped. She was initially elected after accosting Bertie Ahern in 2011 outside government buildings. It fell back to around 14.5% in 2016 and then to 6.5% the last time. So key for her, can she get votes out of Crumlin that went to Sinn Féin the last time? Can she claw those back, because she'll need them to be in contention?
Cúin, Patrick Costello is a sitting Green Party TD. He has been a semi-detached member of the Green Party, so he enjoys that both opposition and government in one, and has done well in local elections here as well. So talk us through the Green Party's prospects and maybe who they'll be in competition with to retain that seat.
Well, the Greens did very well locally in this area. Michael Pidgeon, one of the people they're keeping an eye on, I would expect him to run for the Dáil at some stage in the future, did extremely well in the local elections. And Ray Cunningham managed to survive the Sutcliffe insurgency in Ballyfermot Drimna to take a seat in that area, to win back a seat for the Greens there after the defection of Nicola O'Toole to Change. Costello's been working hard on the ground. He should profit a lot from, paradoxically, from an underwhelming Labour and Social Democrats' performance in the area. That might help him a little bit. And there could be some Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voters in the area who feel that they might as well vote for him and to make sure that he gets a seat in the Dáil rather than voting for Mary Siri Kearney or Catherine Arda. So I think that Patrick Costello has a really good chance of retaining a seat here.
A lot of the area is gentrifying as well. And talking to one political senior political figure who lives in the constituency, saying it's gentrifying, that Costello may be able to expect a lot of votes around Chapel Izzard and Island Bridge, so he could well get a good first preference vote. And
there's now a spa at the junction of Kimmage and Mount Argus, Barry. Times have changed.
From the Mitchells and so on and so forth. And also, obviously, if Arda or Siri Kearney are to go out, rather than being one of the last people standing, then Costello may well be out the gap and clear. I would disagree with Cúin, though, on Labour and the Social Democrats. This is a key battleground for both parties. Strategists of both Labour and Social Democrats, when I went through all the constituencies, I asked, what were your target gains nationally? You're high on your list of bankers, both the Labour Party with Dara Moriarty and the Social Democrats with Jen Cummins, both put forward Dublin South Central as a key target gain. They both can't gain here, so red versus purple, there's got to be blood on the floor, no less.
They're both good candidates, but they both got very similar, the parties, very similar votes in the local elections, and they were about 1,000 behind the Greens. So I think that splitting and the running of first time general election candidates there will mean that they go out a bit earlier, and that'll be to Costello's benefit.
Labour
used to have two seats in this constituency, the former Mary Upton and Eric Byrne, coming from two different wings of the party, one established Labour, one Democratic Left. But times have moved on since 2016, it has to be said.
Yeah, and Labour feel that Moriarty built on Rebecca Moynihan's vote in the local elections and hope he could do the same in the general election. Although it's worth pointing out that Moynihan was also talked up before the last election, but accrued less than 5% of the vote, and the Social Democrats less than 4%. So it'll be hard to know how that might shake out. But Costello, back to him, he does seem rather transfer friendly for both the coalition parties and that centre left as well. So he could be out the gap, but it is an intriguing subplot here where there are many webs to untangle in this constituency between Cummins and Moriarty.
And ain't who here? Anybody? Aisling Constantine,
she ran in European elections for Aintu, and she also ran in the local elections but was unsuccessful on that occasion, and this perhaps not high on Aintu's list of targets.
All right, again, crystal ball time with a heavy caveat. This is at the time of recording based on the prospects we have in the constituency at the moment. But Cúin, to you first, if you had to call it, where the seat's going to fall?
I actually think, despite everything, it'll end up looking quite similar to what it looks like at the moment, because Angus O'Snoddy will have a surplus, albeit smaller. It'll go to Maura Devine. She'll lift Left-wing candidates, the Right to Change and People Before Profit. So I think in the end we will see Angus O'Snoddy, Patrick Costello, and in a different order, Joan Collins and Hazel Donartoon of People Before Profit.
Barry?
Yeah, I would tend to think that Angus O'Snoddy should retain his seat. I would also favour Patrick Costello to emerge as well, and also Hazel Donartoon. She's a very strong base around Ballyfermot, and as they say, votes, as someone said before, is like peeling an onion. You need a strong heart or a strong core. She has that in Ballyfermot, so she should lift up the last seat. Then it's anyone's guess. You have Labour, Social Democrats, Joan Collins, the coalition part, the Civil War parties should be in the mix, but I wouldn't be backing on it. And really, I'm going to chicken out rather than coon and stay clear of that final seat for now. I want to go back to
Inchicore. Is there an outside chance of a right-wing seat here, a far-right seat?
There is. Yeah, there's a pathway to a right-wing seat here. It'll depend on Philip Sutcliffe would have to get another 1,500 votes or so for first preferences, because he would struggle for transfers. There's unlikely to be a huge flock of other right-wing candidates this time helping him, but there's a pathway there, certainly. Yeah,
Arda could bleed votes to him, is a possibility. Yeah. He could get into the mix, and as I say, he's been an instrumental figure around Crumlin, Drimna, Ballyfermot and Kimmage. So it's a minefield, this one, isn't it?
All right. Okay, we'll leave it there for this one. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations officially close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Dave Gibson was on sound, and our producer was Kieran Dunn. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend across RTE Television and indeed our digital platforms for full coverage of the 43 constituencies as those results roll in, and you can hold Barry and Coon to account on them if you meet them in the Black Lion or indeed any other establishment.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.